Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the show. Mike Sempervivi here with you. And that's it. Boss Man's not here. He apologizes. He's a little tied down right now. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but he's writing a book. Has he told you this? Once or twice? Or 100 times? 100 things you need to do before you die. Something like that. If you're a WWE fan, you'll really be all about this life. Because it's all the things you need to do with your fandom before you go. And unfortunately, Boss Man's got a cutoff date of this weekend, I believe. He's got to finish this thing by and get it to the publisher. So he is holed up like he is Hemingway with an old bottle of rum down in the Oregon woods. But don't worry, everybody. He'll be back tonight for subscribers of WrestlingObserver.com. He and Dave Meltzer are reviewing Raw, which I have a feeling we'll talk about today. We'll go through the famous five-point preview, or however many points it is now, and we'll see what's going on there. Can Raw survive Love and Hip Hop, which returns tonight on VH1? You might be out there scoffing and laughing. It's true. It's the number one rated show that's not a news show oftentimes when it debuts an episode. So competition tonight for Monday Night Raw. Got a bunch of other stuff as well, too. Talked a little bit about memories of Larry Madison yesterday. If you have any, give me a call. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Got the New Japan World Tag League going on. Did you watch Starrcade? Doesn't seem like a lot of people did. Not a big buzzworthy event for WWE. They're special that they taped this weekend, so we can take a look at that. Any comments on anything that happened this weekend? If you had a chance to see the Chuck Liddell fight, and you want to talk about that, you're more than welcome to as well, too. NXT UK TakeOver taking shape as well, too. And a whole lot more. Be back to start this thing up. Wrestling Observer Live.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor.
To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Treat yourself this holiday season and get live streaming of ROH on tour events like Honor Reigns Supreme.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network.
Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at rohproshop.com
on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to rohhonorclub.com.
rohhonorclub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I was going to just let Wale play right there. I don't think there's going to be a Wale mania this year. It's disappointing. Wrestling Observer Live, Mike Sempervivi here with you. No Brian Alvarez today. Hard times out there in Oregon. But he'll talk about all that tonight when he's back with Dave Meltzer for subscribers of the WrestlingObserver.com website. Wrestling Observer Radio, where Raw will be reviewed. The mighty Monday Night Raw. But before we get to that, we're going to get to Hamish on the lines at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Hamish, how are you, sir?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm not too bad. What's happening?
Not so much. What it is, I was wondering if you could tell me if you think there's any chance of a women's match headlining WrestleMania this year. And if you did, do you think they're going to ignore the fans and go with Charlotte versus Ronda Rousey instead of Becky Lynch? Because if they do, I think we could see like a Daniel Bryan at New Orleans kind of story where the fans turn on the product until such times as Becky's put in that spot. So they're just going to harm Charlotte and Rousey, who are two of the main girls, unless they listen to the fans.
Well, I hear what you're saying, but right, I mean, we're still 4 months away, you know what I mean? And there's still a lot of time for this thing to be, it could be either one. You know, obviously Ronda Rousey is the common denominator in both, but they have a long ways to go. Now, how do you feel if they take a natural progression and Ronda, and it's Ronda and Becky at Royal Rumble and things go well there, and even if, as long as there's progress for Becky moving forward, would you be okay with that main event being Charlotte and Ronda at WrestleMania? If they, again, if all things come down to close to even, Or people are still in support of Charlotte, would you go in that direction? Could you handle them going in that direction as long as you feel they're treating Becky fairly? Or do you think they are going to artificially push Becky to the side, which I know there's some people that feel that right now with possibly Charlotte being placed, you know, right at Becky's hip and taking some of her spotlight that she's got now for herself?
Yeah, I think they're going to try and make Becky lose at Royal Rumble to Ronda Rousey, and that's how they're going to get her out of it. But if they do that, then I just see the whole Daniel Bryan thing happening again, because the fans are behind Becky Lynch, especially the fans who'll be going to WrestleMania.
And I agree with you.
For Ronda Rousey, because Ronda Rousey was really popular. And if she was put in the spot with Becky Lynch and she put Becky Lynch over, she'd be even more popular. But now they're going to just have Charlotte and Ronda try and crush this phenomenon that's the new Becky Lynch.
Now, Hamish, I want to thank you very much for the call. I agree with you. I'm a big proponent of Becky Lynch, and I don't do it as the sacrifice of Charlotte Flair, because I like Charlotte Flair too. I really do. And I think Becky, I've been beating that drum for a long, long time on this show. And obviously, you know what I think about WWE's comeuppance in this whole storyline. and what's happened to them in the midst of all this, and their creative team in the midst of all this. And we see how it's worked out for Becky, and she's riding high right now. But I'm also not closing the door on Charlotte and Ronda for a main event at WrestleMania, even if things are humming for Becky still at that time. Now, I think as it stands at this moment, sure, I would pencil Becky into that spot, but I'm not going to be too upset if it does end up being Ronda and Charlotte, especially if Becky is just taken care of in all this and she continues her ascent and she is basically placed and slotted in a way where they aren't going to blame the fans for this or hold it against her in any way. You know what I mean? As long as they're moving forward and you can have a great match with her at WrestleMania and you can move on to Charlotte. And I understand why. Look, you know what WrestleMania is. You know, the odds are we're not going to get, you know, Daniel Bryan and Seth Rollins in the main event at WrestleMania. I'd be happy with that. Odds are we're going to have some other combination of something because, you know, sports entertainment. I get that. So if they can build something around Charlotte and Ronda that's that awesome, you know, I'm all for it. I am, especially if it's going to be the main event at WrestleMania or they've got ideas on making it the main event at WrestleMania. I mean, I really do believe that. So I don't know. We'll have to see moving forward. I'm trying my best to hold out hope there. I really am when it comes to Becky Lynch. Head back to the phones right now. Find out what you think about that. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You know, again, I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. And again, a lot of that's got to do with the fact that Charlotte's infinitely talented. She's very, very good. You know, she's not, I'm sure everybody can point out flaws and things like that. You can do that with everybody. But again, I'm holding out hope right now that they have, hopefully they have some sort of idea either way when it comes to Becky Lynch. So she is in a high profile match, in a high profile situation, because even if she does lose to Ronda, I'll say this, even if she does lose to Ronda at Royal Rumble, and as long as you have a coherent idea going forward, it's not like people, you know, like Heyman said, it's not like people are going to stop cheering her. She's going to have a significant amount of people cheering her. So what are you going to give her? You know, are you going to give her Shayna Baszler? Are you going to give her something where, you know, she's in this mix too? I'd like to see it. You know, I'd like to see more women in the mix with coherent storylines, although, you know, for them to have two coherent things going at the same time, I mean, how often do they do that with the men? So, you know, they would be equal opportunity offenders that way. Going to go to Lee in Louisiana. Lee, how are you?
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Not too bad, my man. What's on your mind?
I was just curious. What are your thoughts on Samoa Joe maybe turning babyface and working a program with Brian for Mania?
I kind of like that idea. I mean, would this be a scenario that you would be pushing for, or just something you're kind of bantering about? Would you have a way for Joe to get there?
Well, I was talking with a friend last night, and I suggested Brian versus Ray at the Rumble, and say Brian's putting the boots to him after the match, and you can have Joe come out for the save with that SoCal connection. Go from that.
I would love that. That's a good idea, you know, and being able to have a sympathetic baby face like Rey Mysterio continue to get beat back. Number one, you get a great Daniel Bryan Rey Mysterio match out of that, and then you transition
Absolutely.
Into Samoa Joe. I don't think that's the worst idea in the world. I really don't. You know, people are going to cheer Joe anyway, and people are going to cheer Daniel Bryan. I mean, it's one of those things. It's going to be a catch-22. It's going to be hard for Daniel Bryan to be a heel just because of the nature of everything. And I know that the guys like Chris Jericho can pull it off, and Daniel Bryan being very cerebral, he's going to do things. Obviously, it's already started with the Yes Chant, the Yes Movement of burying that, and we'll have to see what happens on SmackDown. But he's obviously transitioning away from that, and he's got ideas to get away from that. So I'm going to be interested to see, you know, what he does. And so there's going to be a certain amount of people, though, regardless, that are going to cheer him. Same thing with Samoa Joe. It's why they cheer Joe when he comes out now, no matter how diabolical he was towards AJ or AJ's wife or his fake house and fake mailbox, no matter what it is. You know, there's going to be people that are going to be on his side, no matter how badass he is. So I would actually jump all over that, because it is going to be a new dynamic for both guys. It keeps both in the mix. You don't have to worry about the quality of the matches. You don't have to worry about the quality of promos, presence, fan reaction, any of that stuff. You know you're going to have it regardless. You're just not necessarily going to have probably the proper reactions, you know, your old school, what's supposed to be from the fans, you know, their reactions for both guys, you may not get what you want there, but you're going to get everything else. And the fact is, you're going to get a reaction. And that's all WWE kind of looks for now anyway, I think, more than anything, more than baby faces or heels, more than boos or cheers. As long as they're getting something, they're going to be happy about it. So, you know what, Lee? I like that idea. I really do. And I will take that because, again, much like Charlotte and Ronda, it's an automatic notch as far as being a big match for, you know, for WrestleMania that you can look forward to. So I'm actually all for that one. That makes me happy. That is a positive thought. I'll take a babyface Samoa Joe against Daniel Bryan. Take a heel AJ Styles, too, although I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. So, yeah, let's go with Joe. Got any thoughts on that? More than welcome to give them to me. On Raw tonight, you're going to watch Raw or you're going to watch Love and Hip Hop? Some of you are going to watch Love and Hip Hop. Want to hear from you, too. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Join me, will you?
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. The sound right there of something in the background on that beautiful Lou beat that was made for the Peach Panther. What the hell was his name? What was that dude's name? The song with actually Riff Raff. That's it. He's moved on. He's not like the Periwinkle Moose or some nonsense like that. I forget what it is, but yeah. That song would always trip up boss man. He'd hear in the background, I think Paisley was crying or something like that, have to stop the show. Very amusing. Wrestling Observer Live, Mike Sempervivi here with you. Boss man not here. He's got a book to finish. He's got some other things going on in his life, too. So that's why I'm here with you, holding it down for him on this Monday. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Raw's tonight. Yay! God bless anybody who can watch that thing live for three consecutive hours. I can't. It's always a DVR show. It's got competition tonight. Love and Hip Hop, New York. There is a football game tonight as well, too. I don't even know what it is. Let me see. What is tonight's game? Who is it? The Titans and Texans. Okay, I don't know how much competition that's going to be, to be honest with you. I mean, technically, it was two teams that are like 500 and over playing this weekend, unlike on 1 o'clock on Sunday, where there were, I think, 10 games and two of the teams were over 500. It was completely bizarre. Somebody out there just dying right now. Mike, we don't care about your American football. Look, it's competition for Raw. Got that, got Love and Hip Hop, got a bunch of news shows. Got an impending government shutdown possibly happening here. The president tries to fund a wall. So really, there is competition for Raw tonight. None of which actually should be competition for Raw tonight, but this is kind of where we're at now. So you're going to be watching. We've got the preview. It's not a bad one. Because Seth Rollins is going to issue an Intercontinental Championship Open Challenge on Raw. Not sure if the show is going to start with that or not, but I probably would. We got that. We got Braun Strowman being out of action. So Baron Corbin's going to batter Finn Balor again on Raw. Great! Haven't we seen this match a lot in the last couple of months? Or seemingly a lot? I mean, they had a whole feud. They had a whole feud with those two dudes. And it wasn't very good. And it wasn't Finn Balor's fault. The Facebreaker awaits the baddest woman on the planet. I'm going to read this here. In memory of Boss Man today. After Ronda Rousey defended the Raw Women's Championship against Mickie James in an unscheduled title bout this past Monday night on Raw, Nia Jax, with Tamina at her back, greeted the rowdy one on the entrance ramp. The smiling, irresistible force held up her right fist, the very fist that broke the face of SmackDown Women's Champion Becky Lynch, as a stirring reminder that the same fate could befall the baddest woman on the planet when they clash for the Raw Women's title at WWE TLC. Will Jax come to regret taunting one of the most dangerous female athletes walking the planet today? Question mark? And that's where it stops. Something tells me I don't believe that's going to be the case unless Holly Holm walks in, but we'll see. They've unintentionally got themselves, the biggest heel that they've had in the women's division for quite some time. I think we're going to consider that good heat, sort of, kind of. Came from a bad place, but at least they're getting a reaction for her. And there were a lot of people that were, I know, were upset at Nia, like, you know, playing it up, like, ha-ha, you broke somebody's face. I don't know if she's going to stay on TV and be in a character, and she ended a match, and everybody saw that she's took Becky out of that match. I mean, you got to play it up. You know, Becky's not dead. She's hurt. It actually, in some ways, seemed to help her. So I think the only thing you can do is, I'm not saying reward Nia, but to play it up and have her not change. If you're not going to drop her, she's not going away. So she's still going to be there on TV. To me, she's got to play it up somewhat. And they're doing that. So I'm not necessarily as hateful over that as some people are. I know it drives some people nuts. I think that may be just directly due to how big their fandom is of Becky. But I don't really blame them for that. Now, she beats Ronda Rousey clean, and she's in the main event at WrestleMania down the line. Okay, we've got a problem there. I just don't think that's going to be it. And here's another thing, too, when it comes to WrestleMania and it comes to the Royal Rumble. I know they have that dumb thing where it's like, you know, well, only Survivor Series is where these people meet. Shut up. No, it's not the case. You can do whatever you want. And at WrestleMania, you can do whatever you want. And if they lead to a main event in a logical way of Ronda Rousey and Charlotte Flair, but also have Becky Lynch getting her revenge on Nia Jax on a high-profile stage, I think I'll be okay with that, too. I would. Also, tonight, Roode and Gable get their Raw Tag Team opportunity against AOP. I should be okay with that, but I'm not, because of what's lingering in the background, which is Vince McMahon and his storylines, all having to do with Drake Maverick peeing himself. The thing I think about this, AOP was off TV for a little bit. You know, they brought him up. They had absolutely no idea what to do with him. I think they wrestled the Ascension. They wrestled, you know, Team X and Team Y and Team Z, whatever they have there on Raw. I can't even remember. But then they went away, and then they were brought back out again with Drake Maverick, and they went on a hot streak. This is the hot streak. This is the hot monster tag team. This is how they've been built up to get the moment where they're at, was Drake Maverick peeing his pants. And not just for one night. It had to become a recurring storyline, which is how we got to this match. I guess the only thing we can do is hope that they have put that to bed, but considering that they wanted people to chant AOPP, considering the state of Drake Maverick's social media, which played on this and continued to hype it, I'm not hoping for the holding out hope for the best here. And then finally, Elias. The Elias Bobby Lashley feud is going to continue. Sort of. I guess it's Elias against Bobby Lashley and Lio Rush, who is doing nicely, adding one piece at a time to Bobby Lashley's wardrobe there. We got to have a baseball hat. Got to have a generic baseball hat no matter what. And we've got one. We've moved from red to black. We've got a headband. We've got glasses. We got wrist tape now that matches the black vest, possibly taken from Barry Windham back in the day. But yeah, we're slowly accessorizing Bobby Lashley. I don't know if that's a good thing or not. I don't think a feud with Elias is a good thing either. But I guess it gives Elias the opportunity to throw Lio Rush high in the air and allows Lio Rush to be a distraction for some obvious deficiencies on both sides of the ledger between Elias and Bobby Lashley. Both of whom are lacking some things in their own way. One gets crowd reaction to an infinite degree, one doesn't. One's a physical wonderment. In the ring, Elias, not so much, but Bobby Lashley can go a little bit where Elias can sing and play guitar. Still working on the rest of that game. Not sure if this feud's going to do it, but we'll see. Going to take it back to the phones now, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, or you can get a hold of me on Twitter as well, at SemperVivi. John in Arkansas. John, how are you?
Hey, Mike, you're holding it down in fine form today in the absence of the boss man.
You know how much warning time I had on this?
Probably 5 seconds.
About 2.5 minutes. Can you hold it down?
Awesome.
I gotcha. So yes. I stumbled in here, and if it wasn't for the great producer Dom, who knows what this mess would sound like.
Hey, Dom is a master with all those wraparound bumpers, too, that segue nicely into different things. So,
although we could use more. I mean, honestly, and John, just bear with me 1 second here. Think about it. We have two producers on this show. You know, people are like, what are the songs coming back to the Filthy Tom show? Why don't you do this? Technically, we have two producers for this show. Neither one of them want to bring in drops or anything else. The laziest two people on the planet. So be careful in case we go to commercial right in the middle of your call. You'll know why now that I've insulted Dom as well, too. But anyway, John, what's on your mind?
Well, I was just going to talk about I'm a little late to the party on part of this. Just the impact that the late Larry Matisic had on numerous things. And I am one of those people. Dave and them were talking about whether or not they thought the St. Louis style could get over that sports serious presentation. I'm one of those people that believes it could in today's thing, because some of today's fans are a little bit more evolved and appreciate some of the athletic-based, sports-centered stuff. I also was going to mention the Ronda and Charlotte thing. for people that are complaining about this, I really think they need to hold off on this one. I actually believe it would be more beneficial for Becky to come later after the Charlotte thing and then turn Ronda as a heel and have babyface Becky go against heel Ronda. I think that would just be better for everybody overall. I don't think it would hurt anything.
And I can, John, thank you very much for the call. And I can see that being where they're going, too. I mean, that's going to be an interesting thing, too, is what, when it gets to be WrestleMania, what title are they going to choose? How is this going to work with who wins WrestleMania or who wins the Royal Rumble and then chooses their opponent? You know, it's going to be interesting because we saw it with Asuka last year where she jumped basically from Raw to SmackDown because of challenging for the title. I mean, we're going to see that here. You know, we're going to see the Four Horsewomen folded in, which means we've got something for Becky and Sasha and Bailey as well. We'll have to see. Got some other people on the line right now. Just hold it tight. We'll be right back. Wrestling Observer Live.
Hey, when do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while he and his family were home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a thief stealing packages. Both times, Blink video clips were sent to police to help convict the crooks. Blink motion-activated indoor and outdoor cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. And if you're traveling over the holidays, Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home and check in on pets from anywhere using your Blink smartphone app. No contracts, no subscriptions, totally affordable. And Blink works with Alexa.
Blink camera systems make great holiday gifts, and they're a brilliant way to monitor your holiday package deliveries. Visit BlinkProtect.com/holiday. BlinkProtect.com/holiday. That's BlinkProtect.com/holiday. Blink is an Amazon company.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, back on the show. About to go on a Brian Alvarez Memorial coughing fit. Mike Sempervivi here with your Wrestling Observer Live. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number. We have more than two phones. We have multiple lines at the Mighty Sports Byline. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter as well, at SemperVivi. Let's finish off with one thing John said there, too, about, you know, a sports build, as in St. Louis. That type of thing is not going to work anymore in the way that they did St. Louis wrestling. You couldn't do the exact same thing, but this whole thing was based on sport. This whole thing was just based on sports. It's that simple. Based on wrestling. It was an athletic contest. And you were watching two people fight for money. Or they were fighting for a title. It's not that difficult. And just incorporating simple things and not making everything so ridiculous. I mean, you could do the same thing if you wanted to. Why is Becky Lynch so popular right now? They put her on a winning streak where she won a bunch of matches with her move. Now, granted, she was already had a level of popularity anyway, but people wanted to back this winner that was a good person, that liked them, that respected them, who was good at what they did, who won a bunch of matches, and then had to face off against an evil opponent. Or what people thought was an evil opponent. You know? And it wasn't even an evil opponent with Charlotte. You know, obviously they chose their people, but I mean, the thing was based around sports. All of this should be. Wins and losses should matter. But it's WWE. And it would be beating a dead horse. I mean, it's just, I don't know. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. I don't want to be all old man and lament that, but, you know, there's a place for it, you know. So it's not that difficult. Talk about all the time. Sometimes they make things so difficult. It's not that difficult sometimes. Just wins and losses. Coherence. You know, what are you fighting for? Why are you feuding? You know, are you feuding because somebody came out in the show and it said something ridiculous? Or, you know, it's just, I don't know. Find out what you have to say. Pat in Knoxville. Pat, how are you?
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I was about to fall into lamenting the olden times, but I got to catch myself there.
Yeah, I come to you for your expert analysis, so I have a question for you.
Sure.
Who wins a match between the Gambler and David Arquette?
The Gambler, man. The Gambler. You know why? Because the Gambler's a smart man. You've seen him pull out those cards before. He's pulling them out, and it's like, you know, two of clubs, seven of hearts. Sooner or later, he's going to get that ace card. That ace, and he's going to hold that ace up to the camera. And you know he's not going to be holding up to the camera as he holds that ace up? He's not going to be holding on to his neck because there was a light tube that cut it. Could you imagine the Gambler in a match where there were light tubes? Do you think he would take that kind of gamble? He seems smarter than me than that.
I imagine that all the time, actually.
Thank you. You know what, Pat? Thank you very much for the call. You may be my favorite caller because you are the man who brings up what really needs to be known, which is who could take out the Gambler? And there are very few people on this planet. And I'll give credit where credit is due. There is somebody out there who's going to be able to top the Gambler. I don't think we've found that man yet. And that man is not David Arquette, who may not be ready for WrestleMania. If he's going to, you know, sub out for Marco Stunt. Would you make him a replacement for Marco Stunt if Marco can't go WrestleMania weekend against Boss Man?
The Gambler?
Yeah. Well, no, I was going to say David Arquette. Actually, I don't know. Can Joey Janela afford the Gambler? Can Brett Lauderdale and GCW afford the Gambler?
I don't know. David Arquette, yeah, that match writes itself. You all have been talking about that. I'd like to see that.
I think Boss Man would want to hear that too. But, Pat, I want to thank you very much for the call there. We got to keep it moving. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. I wonder, and that should be a thing for the show too, if Marco Stunt can't go, who do you want to see the Boss Man face? I have a feeling it's going to be a lot of people with David Arquette, but you know, I don't know if David's going to be ready for that. I mean, obviously I wonder if we can see Nick Gage against Brian. Something tells me he wouldn't put pen to paper for that one, but we'll have to see. I am going to say this now, though. Pat in Knoxville, and I hope he gets credit for this because I am going to do what I can to try to push GCW into trying to find, or somebody out there into trying to find the Gambler and see if he wants to put on the satin Gambler jacket again, or even the Riverboat Maverick gear that he had when he was going to step it up on Saturday night. Maybe he can have that and hopefully get him out there for WrestleMania weekend in some aspect. Take it back to the phones now. Anthony in Sarasota. Anthony, what's up?
Yes, I wonder if you can answer this for me. Do you think, honestly, which is with them calling up Lars Sullivan, do you think he benefits more being on Raw or SmackDown with people like AJ Styles that can pull him through a match, or where someone where he can fit in better, like Raw, where he has like Braun Strowman, Kane, and stuff like that to teach him how to work a match as a big person?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, one thing about Lars Sullivan, let's see how far he goes with his social media, because I did get somebody that buzzed me online about, is there any merit to this Lars Sullivan story, or are there just 2 to 3 websites trying to stir up trouble? Brian and I kind of talked about it yesterday a very little bit, because I had only seen little drips and drabs about what was going on with him and his old profiles on this bodybuilding.com or whatever it was, this bodybuilding website that he was on. And there was a little bit more in our forum where people had gone and dug through things, or I guess from websites that have been digging up his old social media posts and things like that. And I don't know where this is going to go. He did say some quite inflammatory things about a number of different groups and different people. Is that enough to knock him out of the position that they are planning to put him in? I don't know. You know, in this day and age, it's certainly on the consumer to make their decision and to make their choice. It is tough for me to believe that, you know, obviously Saudi Arabia was about the money, but after that and after some of the things that were said on Raw, the dismemberment joke and some things like that, I don't know. I have a low bar set for what they're going to do. I mean, you know, with their mentality on things, and if they don't think that this is a big enough deal or this is buzzworthy enough, then they'll probably just blow through it. You know, I don't know. I mean, again, from what I've seen, I don't know if there's any fireable stuff there. There are some things that are certainly you're going to get probably confronted in the locker room about. Do you believe these things? Are you for real with these things? Let's talk about these things. I don't know if that's just the best way to deal with that or not, you know, for people to possibly point out his ignorance directly to him and talk to him about himself, about some of these things, and let it self-police. I don't know. I really don't know. But that's kind of getting off where Anthony, you know, had asked the question, because he would have more presence on SmackDown, I would assume, because of his size, because of his look. He would certainly have more presence there, and having the ability to work with, to team with a Samoa Joe against an AJ Styles and a Carl Anderson, or a Carl Anderson and a Doc Gallows or something like that in matches, or to work one-on-one with an AJ Styles or a Daniel Bryan or any number of people. I think, yeah, I could see the advantages there, but with Braun Strowman being out and with Vince's love of big guys, you know, I have a feeling that he's up to be some sort of presence on Raw. And whether that's going to be as a guy that comes out of Braun's past to help him because he's hurt and his shoulder's busted up, and Lars is going to be the guy, as somebody suggested yesterday, to be at someone's hip and do battle with Drew McIntyre and Gallows and all that, and Gallows and Ziggler and all that sort of stuff. We'll have to see. That's what it seems to me, though. That's what it would feel like to me. And, you know, again, when it comes to Lars and what he wrote too, I haven't seen all of it for sure. You know, I've seen a bunch of it. I know that there's all the things where it's like, you know, scrub your social media if you get signed by anyone, and you should do this and you should do that and you should do the third. I mean, how about just don't be racist? How about just don't be sexist? How about just don't be a prick in the general public, whether you're hiding behind a screen name or not? You know, just try not to do that, you know, so you don't have to later on blame it on youth or blame it on this or blame it on that. You know, just don't be a dick in the first place. Can we do that? I'll take it back to the phone calls right now. 1-800-878-PLAY. John in Delaware. John, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you today?
Not too bad, my man. What's that? Where are you in Delaware? Are you up north? Are you down south? Where are you?
I live in Wilmington, Delaware.
God bless. Philadelphia suburbs. Yes, hope you didn't have to go over the bridge last night.
Exactly right, my man. And I just wanted, I had a question, and I wanted to ask you on a day where you're solo, because it's a little, it's a weird question, but and it's a little off topic of everything we talk about, but it's a serious question, and I just have a, have you noticed that a lot of wrestlers really consume tons of energy drinks, especially like these monster rehabs and everything? And I know it might seem silly to you, but especially guys like the Young Bucks and their crew, I mean, these guys are mostly, you know, straight-edge guys who, especially the Bucks, who don't drink, don't smoke, don't, never taken drugs in their life. Yet every time I see them, and maybe it's just a gimmick, maybe it's them being, I don't, maybe they have sponsorships, I don't know. But it seems like these guys love all these energy drinks. Have you noticed this as well?
You know, the Bucks always seem to have one in hand, don't they? You know, I hadn't really thought about that, but I see that a lot with a lot of, I don't know, with a lot of not just wrestlers, but bodybuilders and, you know, to some point entertainers and stuff like that. Somebody's always got a diet Red Bull or a diet Monster or Rockstar or something in their hand. And when it comes to the Bucks, I mean, they very well could actually have a deal. I mean, they could. It's easy, relatively easy, I guess, to get that kind of sponsorship where you get free merch or free swag or free whatever it is. You're not getting anything monetarily, but, you know, they'll send you cases of an energy drink to your house. I mean, with right. Zions, with any of those bands. So I think it may just be a matter of that's their flavor. They like it. And a lot of those guys tend to be adrenaline junkies. You know, they're always fired up to work out or to do something. So because, like you said, there are a new generation of guys who don't smoke cigarettes, where a lot of guys in the past did. I think a lot of people forget about wrestlers and their lifestyles of travel and things like that, how many smoke cigarettes or cigars or do drugs or lots of those things. They don't have those types of vices, but caffeine is certainly one of them. I mean, I think I would assume it's more that. You know, I hadn't thought about that, but yeah, I mean, when you do think about it, a lot of guys always kind of have something in hand, but it may just be as simple as just that's kind of their thing, and they're not coffee drinkers or whatever. They just like that sort of thing.
Well, thank you so much for taking my call. You have a great day, my man.
Hey, John, I appreciate it, my friend. I really do, and I appreciate everybody who's given me a call today, Wrestling Observer Live. Brian is going to be back tonight on the show, obviously, with Dave talking all about Raw, as well as back on track for this show tomorrow, unless something bizarre happens with the book or something like that. So everything will be back to normal. But as always, no matter whether the studio line is humming or not, you can always get a hold of us on Twitter, at SemperVivi, at Brian Alvarez, at Sports Byline USA, and on the main line, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We'll be right back. Against the odds, I went hard until I popped. Came from the bottom and now I'm standing on top. I had dreams and now they all coming true.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. I'd like to thank producer Dom about reminding me about my Washington Wizards fandom. Really appreciate that, buddy. What a mess. Oh, God. $16 million for Mahimi. 16. $25 million for Bradley Beal. $13 million for Austin Rivers. $27 million for Otto Porter. Oh, I'm sorry, 26. Sigh. Raw is tonight, everybody. I know you're excited. If Brian's not here tomorrow, we're going to do a Love and Hip Hop New York. If Raw sucks, we're definitely doing LNH. I'm going to make sure to set the DVR for both, just in case. But he will be back tomorrow. Don't worry, everybody. He'll be back on the show tomorrow. He'll be back tonight, actually, with Dave, for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. And you can be a subscriber to WrestlingObserver.com for relatively cheap. That's true. Cyber Monday sale. Get 1 month of access for just $3.99. Go over to WrestlingObserver.com for all of the information there. What do you get? You get a ton of stuff. Not only do you get this show commercial free, which I know you're thrilled about, you also get a bunch of podcasts, Wrestling Observer Radio, like I mentioned with Dave and Brian, Filthy for a Daily with Filthy Tom Lawler, and boys, he's going to have a lot to talk about after this weekend with Brian coming up this week. You get Figure Four Dailies with Lance Storm. You get the Brian and Vinny and Craig Show, Wrestling Weekly with Les Thatcher and Vic Sosa, The Big Audio Nightmare with Adam Summers and I, After Dark Radio with the great Carl Stern, and a ton of other programming from Carl Stern as well, too, from the Dragon King Audio Show. Josh Nason's Punch Out has had some great shows in the last couple of weeks. Jim Valley's Pacific Rim, Jim and Fumi Saito, as well as Jim's History of Portland podcast that he's got on the site, too. Just a ton of stuff. The Wrestling Observer newsletter, the Figure Four Weekly newsletter, archive access, tons and tons of stuff. Completely worth your money for $11.99 a month. Most certainly worth your money at $3.99 a month. Join us, will you? And why don't you join us tomorrow? We'll be back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Talk to you, everybody.